Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Heal Your Wounds with me, Sean McLaughlin. I say another episode, it might be the first episode you've ever listened to. And if so, congratulations. You've joined us for a doozy. It's a big day because as well as you having all your family gathered round, probably around the wireless going, I've just heard about this new sensation. We've got a big thing for you because I don't do this just on my own, which is lucky because I'm a bit ill today. I'm feeling a bit under the weather. I'm drinking Lemsip and not coffee for the first time in a few episodes. Luckily, my co-host is very caffeinated. I call him a co-host. He's more of a sidekick.
Oh. Is that better?
I don't know.
I can be a sidekick.
I think you're kind of a co-host. It's Elliot, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And guess what day it is? It's Elliot's birthday.
Yay.
Ba-ba-boo.
Oh, boy.
Happy birthday, Elliot.
Or should I say man?
Well, 26 you are today?
I certainly am. 26 years old.
Years old. What do you want me to say to you?
Just, I want you to say what I need you to say all the time, which is that you're proud of me.
Proud of you.
And that I'm old enough now.
You're old enough now.
And that you're not a little boy.
You are... growing boy.
And that everything is going to be okay.
Everything's going to be great.
And one day,
yep,
I'll have hair all on my body. I've been putting...
How hairy are you, actually? I don't know how hairy you are.
I've been putting Rogaine. Is it called Rogaine or Regaine?
What's Rogaine?
It's like what you put on your bald head. One of my housemates has it, and I've been putting it under my armpits just as an experiment.
No, you haven't.
I have.
Have you not got any underarm hair?
I've got 3 underarm hairs.
Are you
serious?
No,
I've got 4. I call them the 3 Musketeers because there's 3 proper ones and then 1 shit one slightly off to the side.
But you're very hairy in the face.
Thank you.
What's your chest and tum-tum like?
I've got like...
Oh, don't show me. Oh,
whoa! I've got a bit. I got a little... I got one of those little lines from belly button to my penis.
Treasure trail.
Yes.
Yeah.
I wouldn't call it that. I'd call it... Disappointment Road.
Yes. Yep. Well, happy birthday.
Road to Perdition. Is what's Perdition mean?
Road to Perdition.
Perdition. Yeah.
So we've got a proper little party set up. We've ordered pizza.
We've ordered pizza. Sean's put on a proper little spread. Got some biscuits and cakes and party poppers.
Yes. Oh, he's about to pull one. Oh, dear. Oh, God, they're loud, aren't they?
Oh, that is loud, isn't it?
Oh, loud.
Apologies, listeners.
No, it's all right.
Burny as well, it smells.
It's burny.
It smells burny.
I don't smell that. I think you should contact a doctor immediately.
Yay.
But happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
I mean, is there anything on earth that you'd rather be doing on this big day?
Not at all.
Not at all.
I just want to be providing laughter to the masses. Or them.
Well, whatever the opposite of masses is.
To minors.
That's what you're... Well, yeah.
Yeah.
How old are you today?
26.
26.
Yeah,
and so half that, and that's your real age. Is
okay,
that right?
So we're going to... Well, I just feel like now...
26 years old.
Now that I'm an official man, we can stop with the jokes. Can't
yeah,
we can stop with our little boy
jokes. Maybe we can.
Little boy jokes.
I've got your present. Do you want to open it?
Yeah.
I've genuinely set out everything. Go on our Twitter and we'll have photos
put a
of...
picture up.
We'll have photos of the spread I've set up.
I'll take open this.
And also, Elliot's about to open his card and his present from me, Sean. I mean, obviously, I'm a high roller. Elliot's got a big smile on his face.
What's my showbiz friend got me? Oh.
Do you want to read it?
Chunk of card. It says... it says on the front, it's got a little picture of an owl with a briefcase. And it says, New Age... But crossed out, it looked like it said new job.
Matt, it's definitely a birthday card. It's not a new job card that I've then had to edit.
I love it.
Yeah.
And inside is some football cards.
Yep.
Yeah, which is
you
brilliant.
Love the sport, don't you? You love
FIFA 365 Panini cards.
You love those.
I love those. Thank you very much.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And a Toys R Us gift card. Which is perfect. Thank you very much.
It's absolutely fine.
And in the set it says Elliot, and you spell Elliot E L L O T.
I actually haven't. I've put a little dot above the second L.
Just a very big, the second L, which is bigger than the first. Doesn't matter. It's nice anyway.
Yeah.
Elliot, good luck for the new age. Not
good,
the new
good luck in general. Good luck,
Sean.
Yep.
That's perfect. Thank you so much. I'll stand that up there.
Put that up there. That'll be on our. be in our Twitter too.
So great.
I don't know where you're going to do it, because obviously you'd have used that gift card to buy those football cards.
Cocaine, yeah.
Hmm?
The football cards. Did you have to go to a Toys R Us?
No.
On your own and just
I have
out.
A feeling Toys R Us are going out of business.
Do you think I should get in there quick?
I think maybe that's the great tragedy of this present, is that you won't be able to use it.
There's millions of... There's millions of Jeffrey all under one roof. Is that the...
There's millions of Jeffrey.
There's millions of Jeffrey.
Says Jeffrey.
Oh, there's millions of what? Toys?
Well, probably pounds as well. It's quite a big business for a while.
Yeah, for a while, yeah.
I mean, I wonder if the advert is just Jeffrey the giraffe bragging about how much he's making. Oh, so yeah, rolling. Big birthday boy.
Hey, that's all lovely stuff. Thank you so much.
No, it's absolutely fine. What else have you received today?
I didn't get a Buzz Lightyear.
Where did that come? That came from your soul, Elliot.
Just suddenly it dawned to me I can finally get myself a Buzz Lightyear.
Well, it's only 20 quid. You probably can't get one for that, can you?
You can get one for a wish and a twinkle nowadays. And today...
That's a really pathetic thing you just... I don't... What do you mean you get one for a wish and a twinkle?
Hey, I'm a grown man now. I can say what the... I want.
What? Was that Elliot's first swear?
Sorry, I learned it on the playground.
That's all right.
What
else are you doing? What else are you doing with your big day?
Oh, I did some cleaning earlier and a bit of life admin.
God, that's a great start to any birthday.
Yep. And then
what sort of life admin?
Oh, I had to sort an invoice that was sent out, and I
what, to someone who's owes you money?
Yep. And I had to get some... Who are you invoicing? Washing out the machine.
Hmm? Who owes you money? What have you done? What service have you done for them?
Big Pete.
Pardon?
Big Pete.
Big Pete.
Big Pete.
You've been... Wait, so you did something to Big Pete?
For Big Pete.
For Big Pete?
Yeah.
Who is Big Pete?
He's a man, he likes what I make, and then he sells it to the various people on the streets.
What is this? What is this? What's happening here? What is this?
Nothing.
Who's Big Pete?
Something. Lovely friend, lovely work colleague.
Okay. Thank you for listening, by the way, new listeners. You must be absolutely adoring this. Do you want to open up your football cards? We've got a really great show today, I'll just say.
Bobby Mayer and Kate Lucas are guests today, Sean.
Yeah, you don't have to say it every time, Elliot. Bobby Mayer and Kate Lucas, two very acclaimed... Can you open that in a bit more of a cumbersome way, please? Bobby Mayer and Kate Lucas, two brilliant comedians, very nice people. We've also ordered pizza, so it's going to be a pizza party. And it's now out for delivery, according to the little thing on that laptop was out for delivery.
We've got the little Dom robot off of...
God bless you, Dom.
Harriet Kemsley episode, yeah.
Last episode was sponsored by 5 Points. This episode is sponsored by Domino's.
Domino's, get your pizza here.
Get your pizza in your house.
a stranger will come to your house, give you a pizza.
Domino's, type your credit card details into the online... And hopefully, a strange man with a bike will come around and give you pizza. What if he didn't? What if he didn't come? What would we do? I don't think either of us have got the balls to actually do it. That's him.
That's the pizza.
All right. Enjoy the show.
Yeah, bye. Happy birthday. Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. To my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. You walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub, that's all that's left of our love. Ticket stub. Ending things down. Birthday boy. Business, birthday business.
Happy birthday, Elliot.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I was fishing for that. Thank you.
Thank you. That was two of our lovely guests. Let's introduce them. Both brilliant comedians. They've acclaimed here on this, the greatest comedy podcast of all time. The first one is...
I've never listened to this podcast.
That's absolutely fine. Many haven't. Bobby Mayer, hello.
Hello.
How are you, Bobby?
I'm pretty good.
Bobby?
I just did a cupcake.
You did.
Comfortable and with friends.
Good. Oh, they hear that, Elliot. He considers you a friend already.
I didn't say everyone here is my friend. Yeah. I said I'm with friends. And in terms of Elliot might end up being a friend. He's not a friend now.
No,
he is
at
best. That's fine. I'll earn it. I'll earn it. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's fine.
Well, I'll earn it.
Hey.
I haven't done anything to be your friend.
No, I'm scum. It's fine. I'm scum.
Okay, Elliot, you've got to wind it in, mate. I know it's your birthday, but he is our guest.
This really feels
I'm
like
sorry.
A.
I'll earn it.
Some kind of like you lock him in a. cupboard after I leave.
There's no evidence of that. The key thing is, you've got a great haircut, Bobby.
Okay.
I like your haircut. Thank you. I just had a shit haircut.
I really like your haircut, so you're wrong.
Oh, thank you, man. That genuinely means a lot. But what do you say when you go, I meant to ask you.
How did I get this haircut?
Would you just ask for the fringe to be kept long?
What happened was, I went in for, I had really long hair before this.
Yeah.
And I went in and I said, I need a trim. And the woman said, well, that'll look terrible. And I said, what? She's like, take a couple inches off, it'll look terrible.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I mean, that's what I always do.
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, well, I'm not doing that. I was like, okay. She's like, do you have a picture of what you want? I was like, no. Do you have any of those hairdresser books where I show you with a haircut I want? No, we don't have those.
What was happening? Okay.
She's just very aggressive and very angry with me. And then she said, I was like, okay, what do you think I should do? She's like, well, I don't know. I can't just trim it. I was like, okay, do you have another idea? She was like, yeah, I want to cut it short and then leave the fringe. I was like, yeah, do that. And then she did, and I liked it.
She's nailed it. To be fair, she's nailed it.
By the end, we were friends. It was
friends?
I'd say we were friends by the end.
God. Oh, Elliot, how does that feel?
By the end, though, the end of this podcast, we might know each other.
Yeah,
I'm sure we will. It'll be fun.
Oh, there's a lot of pressure already. Well, you got to give me the address for that.
Okay, it's in Soho. It was
In Soho. There's no way I'm going there then. Anyway, we've got another guest. I'm still super real here, but we've got Kate Lucas here. Hey, Kate.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good, thank you. I was just realizing, I know you like pretty well. We've got to know each other a little bit in the last couple months, but I don't know you that well. This is great. We get a chance to genuinely get to know each other
This
is good for me. I guess the first thing to ask is what we ask all the guests is, what's your middle name? That's how we always get to know each other on this show.
You got a middle name?
You got a middle name?
I have. Do you want to guess it?
Ooh, is it Elizabeth?
Oh, no, but you're not far off.
This is Margaret.
No, you're far.
Bethany.
No.
Well, it starts with an E.
Maybe it ends with a Beth.
Maybe this was a mistake.
Mary Beth.
It's Eleanor.
Eleanor. Do you have a middle name, Bobby?
Yeah, it's Lindsay.
No, it isn't.
I remember this because we found out that Bobby's middle name is Lindsay and Jonathan Pelham's middle name is Stacey.
Yeah, we had that, yeah.
Yeah, Pelham are Lindsay and Stacey. Lindsay and Stacey, the baddest boys around who have a lot of female friends and like to talk about our feelings. Lindsay and Stacey, the feeling party.
Stacey.
Yeah. It's great. God. Sometimes you forget and then you remember and it's a great day.
Yeah. Eleanor's nice though.
Yeah.
Were you either of you named after other things?
It was bizarre because I was adopted and my biological mother decided to give me the name Lindsay and then give me away. It's like a boy named Sue.
Yeah.
I can't raise you, but I'll give you a girl's name so you end up tough. Okay, thank you. Very funny.
Was that similar sort of story to you, I imagine, Kate?
Eleanor?
Exactly the same.
Exactly the same. Yeah, yeah.
They gave you like an old... People called Eleanor anymore?
What'd you get, Ellie? Is that short? Is that going to be?
I know an Ellen. I know two Eleanors in comedy.
Do you?
Yeah,
oh, so
three.
Do I, actually. Yeah. Yeah, but comedy's not. I wouldn't. I mean, it's reprobates, isn't it, in comedy?
Yeah, but those are their names. They didn't choose their names.
No, I guess they didn't. No, that's fine.
It's a sign of the trend.
I wish I could change my name. I'd choose it. If I could choose a new name, I'd choose one.
What would you choose?
I don't know. I don't know what I'd change, though. Surname or first name.
Why would you change it? Because of the YouTuber.
What YouTuber?
The one with your name.
What, Sean McLaughlin?
Yeah, that ruins you.
Yeah, it ruins Google.
There's a 7-year-old boy who's got a YouTube channel named Bobby Mayer. He's Scottish, and he's taking my views.
Yeah?
Yeah, he has these videos up, and he says, I just want to get 50 subscribers. Those are my subscribers you're taking, 7-year-old boy. You haven't put in the time.
Well, that's the same thing. There's like a 22-year-old called Sean McLaughlin, who's one of the biggest... You know, like... What are they called, like gamers on YouTube, where they video themselves playing games.
They do it on Steam or whatever. No, Twitch.
Yeah.
Is that what? I don't even know what
all
these things are.
I hate that shit. It makes me so.
It's mad.
Annoyed that people get paid to do this.
But he makes millions of pounds, I think. Yeah, he makes millions, and all he does is film himself going. Da, 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 da.
He's Irish, by the way.
He's Irish, by the way.
What?
You're going to have to cling to your last name and hope that's going to let you off the hook.
But all he does is that, and he's playing, I don't know, he's playing, what's a game? Tell me a game, Elliot.
Rock, shoot.
Rock Shoot.
I couldn't think of one.
Is that a big computer game? Rock
yeah,
Shoot?
Rock Shoot.
He's playing
Crash
Rock Shoot.
Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah.
God, we're Doom. We're up to date.
I love Doom.
Croc.
Doom. Doom's real.
Croc.
Oh, yeah.
Croc was a good game.
Star Wars, the new one.
The new one, yeah. Star Wars, the new one. Yeah.
Specify.
I don't know what it's called.
The key thing is, this is why he's making the big bucks. Yeah. This is why he's making the big bucks. But I'm jealous of him. But also, I get messages from people thinking that I'm him.
Oh, there's a Kate Lucas in America who's a comedian, and somebody got us mixed up and tweeted that I was going to be at this so-and-so club in Arkansas. And I retweeted it because I don't read any of the tweets.
That's odd, though, that there's two Kate Lucases who are the same profession.
Yeah?
Yeah. Because at least I'm in sort of entertainment and the field of, like, bringing joy to people, whereas this other guy's just... Yeah.
I sort of hope she's shit.
Sure she is. There's no wrong. There's another Sunil Patel. Speaking of guests,
I feel like there's probably
show.
A couple million Sunil Patels.
No, there's only one more.
How many John Smiths are there?
But he's, well, he said he's a science fiction writer who's just been caught up in like some horrible, there's a massive scandal or something.
There's oh, a really? Sunil Patel who's a triple rapist, right?
Yeah, I think that's him maybe. Oh. Yeah. He's a sci-fi writer. I hope I've got that right. If you're the sci-fi writer and you're listening, sorry if you're not a rapist. And congratulations. This is bad hosting. Anyway, are there any more Elliot Fallows?
I found one more, but I'm more famous than him, so I kind of...
What does he do?
God, he must be... What is he? Like he's a professional dust man?
He's just some piece of shit. I don't really care.
He's a piece of shit?
He's younger than me, so I think he's at school.
A lot of people are younger than you, though.
Yeah, they are now, aren't
they? How old are you?
26.
I like the grey streak.
Oh, that sounded like a lie.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're 26 today, so you just turned 26.
Yes. Yeah.
What's
yeah,
your just favorite now. Birthday memory?
Of any birthday?
Yeah.
oh, well, this one.
No, other than this.
Yeah, of course.
Oh, I don't know. Every birthday, I have to watch the episode of The Simpsons where Michael Jackson's in it and they sing Happy Birthday to Lisa.
Happy Birthday, Lisa.
So my memories are mostly just me sitting in different rooms watching that.
Why do you watch that every birthday?
It's just good, isn't it? It's a good episode.
It is a good episode.
Makes me happy. The song makes me happy.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Is that the only time you ever watched that episode, though? What if it was on T4, for example?
And no, you have to turn it off.
Okay. I don't really have a thing that I do every birthday. I tend to be working.
I don't remember any birth. Like, I don't just don't remember them.
No, they just slip by now, don't they? Yeah.
Harriet will be like, Harriet's my wife, for anyone listening. Harriet will be like, oh, do you remember what we did last year for your birthday? It was so nice. I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't ever know what's going
on. I don't remember, like...
I don't... Well, why would I? I don't know.
Also, the most fun things are things you don't plan. This is more fun than any birthday because the pressure to have fun
is
there.
I cry on not every, but I cry on quite a lot of birthdays.
You cry on your birthdays?
Yeah, I find it stressful.
Is it?
Why?
Is it certain numbers?
I don't like aging. Yeah, it's certain numbers. No, it's 20. I really freaked out because I was never going to be anything teen anymore and my whole childhood was over in my head.
Yeah.
Then 29 because, I don't know, I like to get ahead of the game and freak out about 30. what was the other age? There's been a couple in between where I'd never had like a birthday party, so I organised one and then it was the most horrible, pressuring, weird thing and I just got drunk and burst into tears.
Yeah, birthday party.
Fuck that. 29 hit me hard as well. I had a very grim 29th birthday. Ended up with me going into North London and doing... Well, I'm not proud of it.
what was her name?
It was... Well, the key thing is it wasn't, but I was...
A lot of people are dead.
I was trying to... Yeah. I was trying to do it. But I felt like, 29, I've only got a year left of being alive. But now I'm 30 and it's great. It's good. Get a bus pass and everything.
For my 19th birthday, I was still like in my small town where I grew up in Canada, and my friends were fighting at my party, so I was...
Your voice has changed.
I was really
What's
drunk.
Happened?
I don't know. I just woke up with a different voice today.
I like it.
I think I smoked too many cigarettes. And I might be a bit ill, but I woke up, or sorry, I was at this party, and my friends weren't getting along, so I decided, I'm gonna fight everyone at the party.
Well, like fist or just...
Yeah, so I just started punching one of my friends in the face. Happy birthday to me.
Did you?
That is dark.
Did you win?
Well, he had a broken hand. I decided to start with the one person I knew I could beat. Get my confidence up.
He had a broken... Oh, because he punched you.
He had a cast on his hand because he had broke his hand. It was
I thought you just punched his hand really hard.
No, I punched his face. And then I decided after that I'm not going to punch anyone else.
No, that's good. But that's wisdom that comes with age. See, on your 18th birthday, you might have carried on a punching spree. I'm sorry that you cry on all your birthdays, though, Kate, because there should be a time for celebration.
Not all of them, but some, a few, too many.
When do you think will be, without asking your age, when do you think will be your next big cry?
I don't know if I'll cry at 30, because my 29 cry was kind of an anticipatory cry for turning 30.
You're turning 30 next?
In June.
Okay, okay. Because I just turned 30 a couple months ago. Yeah.
I love aging.
You're going to cry. No, you're not going to cry. 29 was worse. I like aging too. It's good. I'm starting to see all these fucking weird things in my face. I'm starting to feel like I'm getting real respect, like at last.
I feel like my personality has always suited a dying body.
I'd agree with that.
So
no one wants a fit and able person punching everyone in the bowling
alley
or whatever. Yeah, that's fine.
Just everything falling apart really suits me.
I'm looking forward to being. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say that I'll reach 40. I can't see it.
Well, you don't think you're going to get that far?
Nah, I don't think I'll
what's going to kill you?
I think
you
don't tap out at 34.
You don't 35. Drop. You don't even. Do you drive?
No.
So you don't drive. You don't drink excessively.
Nah.
You don't do a lot of drugs.
Nah.
I met your girlfriend. She's not going to murder you, most likely.
Well, no, I'd imagine not.
So what do you think's going to get you in the next 10 years?
She's a feeder, though, we've discovered.
She's a bit of a feeder. I don't know if she's that much of a feeder. I worry I'm the feeder. We were talking about putting on weight before we went on, listener. And I keep in mind I did make that singular on purpose. So I imagine most of them have tapped out pretty early.
I don't think you're called a feeder if you're feeding yourself. That's just being a fat fuck, you know?
Well, that's what I am now. We're about fat fucks. We were talking about this. Like, I'm putting on, I feel like I'm really putting on weight. I'm fucking, God, I just don't give a fuck anymore. I don't fucking care. I'm done it. I'm done. I look at thin people and I go, ugh, I hate them. You're looking at me weird, Bobby, as if...
It's called listening. I just don't understand the idea of, like, caring about what you eat. Like, someone's like, oh, I can't have that ice cream. I'm losing weight. And it's like, well, even if you have that ice cream, all you're going to do is, at most, put on the weight of the ice cream, which is...
Ice cream light, isn't it?
Yeah.
Just milk.
If I'm holding my hands, that's...
I need people to not use that as dietary advice. I think ice cream is very fattening stuff. Yeah.
Well, it's not going to weigh more once it goes in. So a handful of ice cream, at most, you're just putting a handful of weight.
Yeah, but maybe people don't want that, though. Isn't that the problem? People don't want to put on a handful of weight.
I'm really enjoying getting closer and closer to obesity.
Yeah.
I think it's great.
Well, it is starting to suit you.
Yeah,
I have to say, but you don't look big. You're kind of like me. You're always a bit scrawny. No offense, but you're a bit scrawny, and now you kind of look like a bit of a
just a little beefcake.
Bit of a beefcake, little beefcake, Bobby. Yeah.
Do you want to be a beefcake too, Katie?
No, I'm more like a kind of Robin, just a big,
like a bird.
Just like because I've got skinny legs, and then all my weight goes on my top half, so I just sort of lugging myself along on two little sticks.
like Johnny Bravo.
It's a barrow with boobs, basically. Yeah, yeah. It's not... Yeah. I'm not liking putting on weight either.
See, I'm quite enjoying it because I've never really... I've always been kind of the same body type. But what it has shown is I... And this cannot be understated. I truly do have great childbearing hips. Aww. I've got beautiful, beautiful childbearing hips.
So you think you're ready for that?
Have you got calves?
I think I'm... Yeah, I think I...
Well, I read this article where they're pretty sure within the next couple of years they're going to be able to put a uterus into someone who transitions from man to woman.
Yeah.
And then you could have... Obviously, you can birth the child, but you could have a child and they could do a C-section and take it out of you. So you could use those hips for good.
As opposed to what I'm using them from now, which is evil.
Yeah.
Why would you have to be transitioning, though? Surely,
we don't have to.
You could be a bloke and you just go, I want to have a baby.
You don't have to be transitioning, but I assume the people generally who will want to have a baby are people who...
So, womb and ovaries and...
Yeah.
How is...
They just think it's going to be...
There's got to be a market for it, to be fair. There's got to be a market for
Wouldn't you have to move things?
I don't know.
You probably have to move a little bit.
There must be something in the way in a guy there.
We've all... Wait, what?
Yeah, I don't know but what, it's what's in the space now for...
I don't know, I'm not
kidding. Look, go on, Elliot.
Clearly. An empty space.
Elliot's got a thought here. Elliot thinks we've all got... What is it?
I'm not very good at biology.
No, go on. It's okay.
Elliot, what do you
think? We're all here to learn.
Well, where? It goes like there, right?
It goes where? Well, you're pointing at your wiener.
Above my wiener.
Above your wiener.
The insidey bits of a lady are where on a man it'd be just above the wiener. And now for me there, I think as well, like intestines. And women have intestines, I think.
Kate?
I think I do, yeah.
But
yeah,
how so would you know that? Kate, you have no idea you actually have intestines.
Whoa,
I think I'd be doing a lot worse in life if I didn't have intestines.
So
someone would have noticed.
How does any of us know we have intestines deep down? How do we know, guys?
We're really smart people.
You're listening to the Joe Rogan Experience. We're just a bunch of bros having deep chats.
I like that
Excuse
podcast.
Excuse me? Oh, I can transition now. So.
I'm going to have a baby. Fuck it. Can you impregnate... literally. Can you impregnate yourself then?
What? I don't know.
I reckon that's the next step, innit? If I was given a uterus and they'd say, right, well, who's the sperm cell block? It's me. I'm my own mum and dad.
Oh, so would it come out as you? If you can't have sex with your sister because it would make...
Wait, what?
No,
whoa!
Where did this come from?
If incest makes babies... gives them defects and makes them struggle. I think having sex with yourself to make the baby, they're not going to be the best.
but it's worth it though.
But this DNA has
DNA
made
baby.
Me.
Yeah, it'd be purely a brilliant. Maybe that's how you make human clones.
Maybe. Let's just say that it is.
Let's just say that it is.
Elliot's I think we
looking
can just
as if
say
to
it
go,
is.
All of this will be cut, Sean. No, it won't. Happy birthday, boy. You're getting a new brother.
Oh, is it? And that brother is a clone of you.
And the bro will be a clone of me, designed in my own womb, with my own semen, and I will feed it with my own teat. And is that not a thing, though, Bobby, in the article you read? I feel weight for the first time in years.
They haven't talked about how the milk is going to...
Well, that's it. Is there going to be milk or will it all...
One time I had a lump on my nipple and I was worried about it, but it turns out it was just something to do with milk. And then I milked myself.
Oh, my God.
That's so much more disgusting than me giving myself a baby.
This pus came out. And if there was a baby there, they could have drank it.
Did you have any?
No, I didn't try it.
Okay.
If there was a baby there, they could have drank it. That's true of anything. That's
wasted
true of this domino sauce here. If there's a baby, it would drink it.
Well, it could. It wouldn't want it, but it would want milk.
I think the baby would want it. But the baby would also... But you said it was pus, though, and not milk.
What's the difference?
Very deep, interesting chat.
I mean, it's not deep. Stop calling me Joe Rogan. I'm just speaking from my truth.
I'm speaking from my teat.
That is the most Joe Rogan thing. I'm just speaking my truth.
I am.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I hope this is your first time listening and you think it's always like this. See you in a bit.
Yeah, it would take 25 lifetimes. Watch all the channels that I got.
Welcome back, everyone. Bobby's just said this is a shambles.
I mean, you said you had questions to ask, and you apparently have asked them all, but I don't remember being asked one question.
Well, that's how good I am as an interviewer. It's just seamless. It may seem clunky and boring, but it's fine. Yes, hello.
It's your podcast.
I just got bored looking at... I was looking at the
biscuit. Am I supposed to fill the dead air? What's happening
well,
here?
Maybe a little bit. I don't know. Anyway, yeah, you're listening because you like me. That's the key thing, so I guess I should talk... Oh, I'm finding it difficult to look at things. I'm high on Lemsip. High on life, I guess, some would say.
Have you told the story in this podcast about how you met your girlfriend?
Have I told that story?
No, I don't think
you have. Oh, it's so good, please.
I don't know if it's... I worry we'll get complaint letters.
You
want to hear.
Complaint letters.
Have you heard it?
No, I don't know.
We were both on holiday in the same... Well, I'll set the scene. The year is... 2016.
Aunt?
Yeah. Aunt,
our Lord's year. I'm on day 6 of a disastrous lad's holiday in Portugal. And she is on day 3 of a disastrous friend's holiday in Portugal in the same town. And then I saw her and I really fancied her, but then I didn't have any of the balls to say anything. Then I finally did say something. And then I told her...
You were with
one of the guys who I was with, who was very good looking. I told her that he was gay immediately, so she would have to go out with it. I told her the other person I was with had a girlfriend and that he was gay.
And neither of those things are true.
And then what can I say? Love blossomed.
Did she know that?
She does know that, I think.
Okay. Yeah. How soon after did you tell her?
After it was Not for a few months. We weren't really doing anything for a while. It was very kind of casual, but it was like long distance. We didn't see each other that much, so it was fine. But then we started sort of seeing each other more regularly. I think especially when I think she met him. She was with me once in London and he was there. The guy I said was gay. She went, God, he's so good looking. He's so handsome. And I went, you should know that he isn't, you know, he isn't gay. And and she was quite upset, I think. She definitely would have got, like, she definitely would have got 100% she would have got with him because she's too good for me. She is, because she said even on that night, she said you looked really weird and you were kind of being a bit weird.
Yeah, because you were weaving a web of lies.
Yeah, I was weaving a huge web of lies.
Do you confidently lie to women before that day? Like, was that?
I've never needed to lie to. I've never needed to. I've never had a reason to. But I don't know why. It was what I am. I was at a bar and I took a risk. I don't think it's that immoral. It's not immoral because it all worked out well.
One of my friends is gay, and he met his boyfriend because his now boyfriend hit on a mutual friend, thinking that he was gay and he wasn't. He said no, I've just got a high pitched voice, but Duncan's gay. You should talk to him. And walked away. I swear it's true. Yeah. It sounds made up, but it's true.
Oh my word!
And now they're together, and they've been together for years. I probably shouldn't have mentioned their names.
No, it's fine. We'll bleep them out.
We only heard one name.
We only heard one.
And no last names. There's got to be a lot of gay Duncans.
Yeah. Oh, at least 14. Yeah. More or less Sunil Patels. Probably more. How did you and Harriet meet? Harriet Kemsley, by the way, previous guest on the podcast.
My now wife.
Now Bobby's wife.
We've both settled. as our friend Johnny Pelham, who's also been on this podcast, says, I really feel like you can both do better.
I don't feel that with her. I think she's really lucked out with you. I think you're very... She needs someone who is, no offense, but patient.
I am not patient.
I don't know. I think you definitely take her for what she is, because she's...
She's nuts.
Yeah.
But wait, the question was, how did we meet? We met at Kate Lucas's party.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
A house party.
It all comes together. Yeah. Where was the party? Set the scene.
Kate Lucas, I don't remember. I was really high.
Whoa. So romantic already.
This is a house in Island Gardens that I lived in.
Island Gardens?
Yeah. Near kind of Greenwich.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so we all went to this house party, and one of my friends had a crush on Harriet. So I was trying to help him out and get him to talk to her. And I did that twice, and he kept not really talking to her or just being weird. So then I just talked to her, and there was a lot of chemistry. And then I left the party, but I got her number. And then she went and had sex with someone else that night. But then we went on a date a week later.
Yeah.
Took her to Wetherspoons.
Yeah. And, are you welling up as you think about beautiful Wetherspoons?
Hiccuping. She said I was very rude. I don't think I was.
On the first date?
Yeah, and the second and third.
First 3 dates were called rude.
Very rude, in retrospect, yes.
Harriet's used this giving me advice before in dating. She says, I don't give people a chance. And she always says, Bobby was awful for ages.
But I'm just like, what? The thing about that is, like, then when she complains about me now, I'm like, I really gave you all the hints as to who I am. You saw my act, which is just me screaming at people and, like, talking about things that nobody wants to hear. And then... I was rude. And then now when I don't do the dishes, she's like, I can't believe you didn't do the dishes. It's like, what gave you the impression I was a good, nice person? I give you all the bad first and you stuck around. You can't now complain about the bad.
I think that's amazing that you ended up together, because that is a brilliant... It's clear that you guys should be together. No doubt about it. I do think it's bizarre to give that as advice to you, though, Kate, to go, it was horrible for ages, because, like...
She's just saying to give people a chance and it takes a while. But it sounds like you've got a good technique going where you just, like, get all your crazy out and then it's, oh, surprise, I've got good bits.
Everything after is good, yeah.
Yeah. That's kind of like how this podcast works. People listening now, they go, oh, this is actually quite good. Yeah. After that weird it's getting birth there. To themselves start.
Took us 19 episodes.
Yeah, it took us 19 episodes.
Episode 19 is the best one because we're having the most fun. It's Elliot's birthday. Hey. I don't know his last name, but if I did, I'd say happy birthday, Elliot blank. Happy birthday, Elliot Blank.
Fallows.
Don't say your name on the podcast.
Blank. Blank. So let's talk dating.
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 Were you singing on your first date?
I always sing always songs. Singer? I'm
you
a singer.
You are a singer. You're a natural
Kate's
singer.
A professional singer.
Kate's a professional singer.
I am a bad singer.
No, it's hard out there. How's your love life, Elliot? I haven't asked you in a while, my son. My boy.
Oh, it's okay now.
Do you want me to teach you about the birds and the bees?
Oh, I'm aware of them.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know the logistics.
Basically, don't fuck them. Don't fuck them, mate.
Oh.
Oh. How's it going?
Yeah, it's going all right. I quit for a bit, didn't I? I quit for a year.
No, yeah, you quit for a bit.
Started up again.
Bobby's eating a second cupcake, everyone.
I realised
you know.
There's only four cupcakes and four of us.
It's meant to be one each. Go for it, mate. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to have one, so you have it.
Do this.
You can have all of that as well.
You can have half of this.
No, I'm genuinely fine, Bobby. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
Elliot, pardon?
I'm just thinking people can probably hear me chewing.
That's yeah, okay. Yeah.
This is going to be a weird bit because it's like we're finally... This is one of the most bizarre episodes we've done. Now you're licking your lips because you want one now. Are we now moving past the love section and into the...
I'll wait.
No,
the love section.
The love section.
There was a love section of the show.
That was the love section. We talked about how we all fell in love with the people.
Thinking about my dating life makes me eat cakes normally. So.
Yeah, does it?
Yeah, it just has led there.
Well, it's a hard time. It's a hard time of year to be alone. What can I say? It's coming up to Christmas.
All right.
Everyone walking around.
Yeah, we know.
I'm just saying. I'm just
it's
saying.
A hard time of year to not be alone.
It's a hard time of life. Exactly. Hard it's time just to not be alone.
It's like a 25-day countdown from the beginning of December to the day where you don't get a gift that's good enough for someone and then they're angry at you passive-aggressively for months.
This is very specific.
Yeah.
What does, did you do
sounds
to
like you've
it?
Really got something disappointing.
What a big general comment there about everyone. What? Speaking of it...
I am an observational comedian.
Have you got Harriet's Christmas present?
No.
Do you know what you're going to...
Do you know what you're going to get?
I haven't thought about it.
Oh, I think you should.
You should? Do you know... Because you're very good friends with Harriet.
Yeah, I love
do
her.
Do you... Has Harriet already sorted Bobby's
yes.
present?
Oh, I don't know.
Does that mean yes, though?
No, I honestly don't know,
I
but
think
I
she's
know
got
that...
me something.
Yeah. What do you think Harriet would be... What do you think... What would be good about? What have you got her in previous years?
I was thinking... Just, like, she's very clumsy, so one of those, like, sumo suits, so if she falls over, it hurts less.
I'm sure she'd take that in the best way. Yeah, that'd be
they
great.
They look so much fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What else have you got her in previous years? It's difficult though because you're in a long term thing and now you're in a marriage.
Yeah, I mean,
do the quality of presents have to go up when you're married, or can they go? Look,
can they go down because there's more days when you have to give each other stuff?
She told me I could spend less money, but then I have to put a lot of thought into it, so I might spend a lot of money.
That's the worst thing. Yeah. Money. I'd rather spend money than thought.
I'm like, can I just make you a card? What is this?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Well, I bought my girlfriend a present and I told her not to look for it and she did. It was a picture. It's now hung on the wall.
How did you feel? Were you angry?
What, when she looked at it?
Yeah.
No, because I knew she would. She's like a little kid sometimes. She just...
Don't say that.
She's like a little kid, you know, a lot of the time.
Competition, Elliot.
Well, normally that's not something that attracts people to... Their girlfriends.
Well, I'm not attracted to her looking at presents.
I was reading this. I watched this movie you might relate to it, but it was about non-offending pedophiles.
No, again, this bit has to be... This is not where I'm going.
It's called I, Pedophile. It's on Amazon.
You're watching a film called I, Pedophile?
Yeah.
Would we call it I, Pedophile?
I don't... Yeah,
I was just
sure.
thinking. You're saying it wrong.
Yeah, you're over here now.
That's my problem with this conversation.
People from different countries say things differently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, so you're watching I, Pedophile... On Amazon.
Yeah.
And what's it about?
It's about these non-offending pedophiles. They have a little collective on the internet, and they all talk about how they're not going to do their bad things.
They're not going to... They're
I'm not going to do it.
They talk about how they're not going to do it.
And that's what they do.
Well, we could all do that.
Well, for them, it's much more... The thing is, because I was thinking about, like... So they have this daily urge to do an awful thing, and some of them never do. Some of them do it once and then think, oh, I can't do that again. Which is... But then I was thinking about how many impulses I have every day that aren't good for me.
Yeah.
Mm.
And how I do all of them.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, I just ate two cupcakes. I ate the birthday boy's cupcake.
Well, I don't think it was his cupcake. He's got his eye on the chocolate caramel.
And then, if I think I got to get up early tomorrow, I just play video games and then don't get any sleep. I guess what I'm saying is I realize that if I... was a pedophile, I wouldn't be a non-offending pedophile. Yeah,
you'd be a very successful one.
Yeah, not successful, but I wouldn't be someone who could resist the urge.
No, no. Well, it's very good of you to admit that on this show. Very kind. That
this
you
felt
would...
like the appropriate place. And
I just think, I'm just saying,
a brave man.
Impulse control is impressive.
It can be. Look, well done to all the non-offending paedophiles listening to this show. We say that every episode, and we mean it more every time.
Oh, damn it! When I just
keep reaching your goals.
Just keep going for it.
I'm so annoyed. Before I started, I said, "Be funny, not depressing. Be funny, not depressing." And then I try, and then we can hear. Like, Kate, you talk. I'm taking a break.
I appreciate it, Bobby, because I think Bobby's head is now in his hands. You're doing great, man.
Okay.
You're doing great. This is not the first cupcake child sex metaphor we've had on this podcast, and it won't be the last. That's fine. I do have poor impulse control, though. I do have impulse control?
Yeah.
Impulse control.
Sounds like
you'd fuck the kid, too.
Well, yeah. Okay. it's all the wheels of conversation. I'd fuck the kid.
Oh,
dear. Out of how polite I am. Yeah, I guess.
Here we go. Party popper.
Hey! Happy birthday, Elliot, by the way.
Just not a distraction.
Thank you. Get it back on track.
Kate, do you struggle with self-control? Not in terms of that. Let's keep this PG tops, all right?
No. PG lowest age.
Okay. Sorry, yes.
Keep it 18 plus. Yeah.
I don't hit people on the tube when I've got PMT, so I control some impulses.
That's great. Are you a violent person? What do you do? Do you scream at people?
No, in my head, yeah. I think everybody on the tube wants to die in rush hour.
What's the most offensive act for someone to do on the tube? What are you aiming
touch me
for?
In any way.
Just touch you.
With any part of their body, bag or person.
So when everyone's like...
What if it's an accident and they have no choice though?
I just hate it. In rush hour, I just think... If there is any way you could be moving so that you're half a centimetre away from touching me and not touching me in any way, then just move. Why are you touching me?
Yeah.
You know, in Japan, they have a
Is this about the tube or about what you were talking about?
Agent control.
You're going to find out. I'm not telling you in advance. They have a guy who has a big stick, right?
And then still not sure which one it is.
People get on the tube.
Oh.
And then he pushes... His job before the door shuts is with the stick to push everyone onto the tube, like jam them in like sardines, and then the door shut.
Kay.
And that's his job.
Imagine that. Would that be better or worse if everyone was in the same boat as you? Or would that be worse?
And then when you're crammed in there, it's really easy to touch a child.
Oh, double whammy from Bobby Bear. That is why he makes the big bucks, ladies and gentlemen.
I'm really glad you're here, Bobby, because I was talking earlier and I was thinking, Kate, you sound weird, but then... You chipped in and I feel suddenly better.
None of us sound weird. We all sound great.
There's a woman who, I don't know if she does it for herself or for other people, but she goes, she just drags out words in a really strange way and she goes, please stand behind the yellow line, behind the yellow line.
That makes my skin crawl.
Yeah. And I watch everyone's faces. You can tell people that don't get her very often, but she's there almost every day at either 9 or 5. And you watch the people that have never heard going, what is this for real? Who is this for? Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, it's just a chilling voice. Really...
Yeah, it's mesmerizingly awful.
Mind the closing doors,
stop it.
Like,
that
why?
Is so uncomfortable.
Why is she doing it?
If I talk to a stranger, if you just want to, like the level of discomfort Kate just created with that voice, just call them mummy at the end.
Oh, thanks. Thanks, Mom.
So you just say, oh, thank you, Mommy. And then you just leave. It's that one word says so much. It's not like sweetheart. It's just Mommy. Thank you, Mommy, for the cupcake. At Lola's Bakery. Go to Lola's Bakery, buy a cupcake. Thank you for the cupcake, Mommy. And a long stare and then leave.
Oh,
it's not sexual. It's just uncomfortable.
It's not sexual. It's just uncomfortable. And if that should be the tagline for this podcast.
Yeah, that's right.
A good tagline for this show. We're going to have another break now, I think. We've got enough time.
Yes.
Cool. Speak
Mommy.
To you soon.
I heard a great Eminem story where Eminem said... all these celebrities get really angry because I mention them in my songs. It's just because your name rhymed with what I was trying to say. you think there's all this like, oh man, he really hates that guy. No, it just rhymed.
That's such a teenage thing to think. They're like, well, they got beef, you know.
Yeah.
Like, I remember when we were teenagers, we were like, you know, Eminem and Fred Durst have fucking fallen out. And it was like, when you're 14, it's the biggest thing in the world. Fred Durst and Eminem have fallen out. Now, of course they've fallen out. Eminem's got a wife and kids, and Fred Durst is the biggest douchebag who's ever lived. I hope he goes down. Do you look? Are there any people in this current climate, and you think, I fucking hope they're...
Hope they're
they've done some horrible things.
I don't know if you're allowed to wish pedophilia upon someone, Sean.
I don't think it's a crime. I hope Fred Durst did something awful.
Well, then that means you hope there's someone out there who's had something awful done to them by Fred Durst.
I don't know
about the morality of that.
What do you want me to say to you? This is my show. I'm allowed to say what I want.
I get that kind of feeling the other way around sometimes. You know, when someone's just got no redeeming features and you just hate them so much, and then they do something nice and you're like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Now I have to
half like you as a person.
Yeah.
Like who?
Like Fred Durst.
My mum's old boss was I can't actually.
All right, go again. Like who?
Oh, people.
Well, you can say we will bleep out those things. Why? What did he do? Or she?
Just a nasty, horrible piece of shit man.
But then what did he do that was like nice?
I'm not thinking of it. I can't think of an example of exactly what I said of when somebody does something nice, but there's definitely... I can't say it without naming people that I hate.
Well, just hate people you hate and we'll bleep them all out. It's fine. Who do you hate the most? Who do you hate most in comedy, Kate?
Are you going to bleep them out?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not going to name someone in comedy. I like most comedians.
Yeah, most. This is brilliant. It's so totally unfair on you.
No, it's weird.
Because now the audience are going, oh, Kate, she won't even bitch out her own piss.
People always think I'm really negative, but I don't hate anybody in comedy.
I don't hate. I can think of... three comedians I dislike.
Whenever someone's like, oh, that guy's an asshole, it's always someone, I'll be like, I'll meet them and be like, oh, I wonder what this asshole's going to do. And we have a great time.
Yeah,
I always have a great time with these assholes everyone hates.
I always find it suspicious when people go like, that person's a dick. Because I always meet them and they think, well, maybe I haven't given them a reason to be a dick. I try and, maybe I'm a bit more diplomatic than other people. But I think a lot of times people are just...
Also, if someone's a dick, they're not a dick every time. They're a dick 1 in 20 times, but you don't remember the 19 times they were nice. You remember the time they were a dick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ah, well. Who's the biggest dick you've met in comedy, Elliot? who's been your least favourite guest?
Oh.
So I saw Bobby asleep in Edinburgh once. Just on a bench.
Really?
Is that true?
Yeah, an old couple took a selfie with you.
Oh,
and he was still asleep, an old couple?
Yeah.
Where was it?
I was saving that until I couldn't talk. It was this year. It was, I can't remember what it was, wherever you were this year.
At the Hive?
Yeah, it was at the Hive.
Yeah, I slept there sometimes.
You were asleep on a bench outside?
No, inside.
It was inside. There was like a row by the bar.
Oh, right.
People loved it, mate.
People were loving it.
They were really into it.
You could have gone the Spirit of the Fringe Award.
I didn't know.
No. Oh, Bobby, I wish people took... Actually, I once slept in a train station and I woke up in the night and people were taking photos of me.
Oh, yeah. That's horrible.
I once fell asleep...
It was, actually. I sort of delivered that in a triumphant manner, but it's quite sad, isn't it? Yeah.
I once fell asleep on a train and I opened my eyes and one was staring at me and smiling. I think I was happy for a week.
Oh.
I was like, still got it.
I once fell asleep on the shoulder of someone next to me and they'd fallen asleep on their shoulder and I woke up to the sound of laughter of the people opposite.
Oh.
It's a really horrible...
Did you have to pretend you were together?
That's a wonderful image.
No, it made me feel hideous.
Oh, I'm very bad at reading the mood, aren't I? Well, I would be quite honoured if I saw that.
I'd probably laugh if I saw other people doing it, but it's just really horrible to wake up to the sound of strangers laughing at you.
Yeah, it's not good.
It's like someone's an invasion, shoulder. Isn't it?
Yeah, it's horrible.
Was he a comfy shoulder? Did he have a comfy shoulder?
I think it was more sort of on his head.
On his head?
Oh, that is
head to head.
That is odd.
Yeah. Head to head.
That is odd. It's really, I find it very horrible falling asleep. When you fall asleep in public, it feels like...
Have you ever laughed yourself awake?
No way. I can
on public transport.
I can fall asleep anywhere. I can sleep right now on that couch while this podcast happens.
Please don't.
I did shows on the weekend. I was at a club. The middle acts went on. The act went on. I said, have a good set. Went to sleep. Woke up when the audience applauded. They came off. I said, good set. Next act went on. Said, have a good set. Went to sleep. They came off. I said, great set. They had no idea I slept for 20 minutes.
How much do you sleep at night then? You don't sleep at night.
I've been staying up late at night watching the show Dark on Netflix, which is a new German sci-fi show. Very good.
It's meant to be great, yeah.
It's creepy and cryptic and I like it. And then I've been in between watching Dark and playing Doom till 6 in the morning, so I've just been quite tired.
Oh,
that sounds healthy.
Yeah, thank you, Kate. What have you been doing, Kate, last night?
Just drinking. Sleeping.
No, you were drinking.
Drinking?
I was with Johnny Pelham and I was getting text messages from your friend Sophie.
Oh, you were awake though.
I was awake, not playing Doom.
Well, let's
I like it when they fight.
I like it when they fight.
Let's
wade into this. Yeah. Are you about to pull a popper?
No, I'm readying. Ooh. So I want it to be a punchline for something when someone does something.
Party poppers, there. They loosen your asshole. Oh, that's a different popper.
We're very experienced with those on this.
Yeah, we also did poppers on this podcast.
Really?
What could only be described as the lowest point of the show.
People loved it.
Are they legal poppers?
Are they legal?
Yeah.
They sell them in off licenses.
Yeah, they're legal.
It's a weird mixture.
It's just, they're basically no different to like a...
It says room odorizer, doesn't it? It's like leather polish, I think.
I do really like just an old Middle Eastern man selling me drugs that'll loosen up my butthole, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think they know what they're selling.
They must not.
They're like, we can sell you booze, you can have some cigarettes if you want to get fucked in the ass. Like, whatever you want, we can do that. Like, what? How did this get in here?
I did it once and it just gave me a mild headache for 15
that's
seconds.
That's not what it is.
That's what it does. That's what it does.
Loosens your butthole, but if you don't have anything in your butthole, you wouldn't know.
It's big on the gay sex scene. If you go to gay bars a lot, then they'll sell you a bit of poppers in the cloakroom. And I like that. I like that it's always an option there.
You don't have to be gay to have things in your butt.
Yeah.
No.
You can pop stuff up your butt whenever you want.
Yeah, okay. Sean. Just a place to store your wallet.
And on that bombshell, we're going to move on. This has been a ferocious episode of the show. Hopefully we can edit it into something tangible for the public. I think it's been great. Thank you so much. Are you okay?
Hey, come to...
You're nervous. You look really
if scared. You listen this far, maybe you should come to see me on tour. I'm doing 26 dates across the UK and then 3 in London. And you can go to my Twitter or Facebook to find the information or my website, bobbymare.net.
Cool.
Thank you.
So just to wrap things up, I guess I'll ask Bobby, you got anything to plug?
I did it for you.
Well done.
It seemed like you weren't going to.
Of course I was
going
to do it.
No, you weren't.
Unbelievable. Kate, anything to plug?
I'm just gigging about town. So my website is www.katelucascomedy.co.uk or I'm on Twitter at Lady Lucas, LateyLucas.
Is it Lady Lucas?
Yes, it's shit.
Because she's always late.
Oh, I thought it was Lately Lucas. I've been making mistakes.
Oh, that's better.
That's
almost
how it looked. Maybe I'm just reading it wrong. Anyway, Lady Lucas.
Everything was taken. Yes, it's Lady Lucas.
We'll be atting.
Late to the Twitter game.
We'll be atting all of that on our
thing.
On our Twitter.
Wounds pod.
Please come to see me on tour.
Go
please.
See Bobby on tour. He's one of the best comedians around. Go
please buy
Kate
tickets.
Lucas. She's absolutely fantastic. And my girlfriend can't stop playing her videos now.
They're great videos.
My dreams.
Kate has some awesome videos of her songs on YouTube.
Yeah.
And then it's her singing, and they're like music videos, and they're great.
Yeah.
They're brilliant. Aww,
if you thought Bobby had a beautiful voice, you wait until you hear sweet Kate Lucas. You got anything to plug, Elliot? Got a big birthday party coming up?
Yeah, man. Come to my bowling party. Got bowling and cake.
I once had a birthday party. It was a bowling party. I just remember that. I think once when I was a kid, I actually had one of those parties. I never had one at a place.
Was it fun?
It was at a bowling alley that was near where we lived. It is now closed. But someone dropped a ball on my sister's foot and she had to go to hospital and it kind of undermined the whole day.
I bet you were.
Yeah, it was pretty annoying.
Learn to take a ball on the foot and shut up, sister.
Well,
stop
ruining his
foot?
Birthday.
What happened to her foot?
Yeah.
She tried to, my sister died in hospital because of that.
Oh.
I'm joking. It's fine. I think one of her toenails came off and that was that.
I mean, those would be some weak genes if that killed her.
Sean, we're going on weak genes.
Weak toes. Yeah.
Weak toes.
Weak toes in your family, aren't you?
Well,
famous McLaughlin weak toes.
I mean, I don't even know what I meant to be saying to that. Yes, I guess. Very weak.
I thought this was going to end.
Yeah, we all did. Thanks, guys. We're going to do some more. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
That's all that's left of our love.
all that's left of our loom.
So, Bobby Mair and Kate Lucas, God bless thee. God bless thee. What a birthday you've had.
It's been very friendly and fun.
That was a very friendly one, wasn't it? It's always nice when people are nice and everyone's getting on. They didn't eat as much pizza as we thought they would eat.
And I've eaten too much pizza.
How many slices would you say you've had?
Well, I tried to restrain myself before they got here so they could have some. But I think they went more for the vegetarian option. Because I'm a meaty boy.
God, always have to make it blue, don't you?
It's not blue, it's meat. I got a meatball, I got a pepperoni.
Stop making it blue.
I got a bit of dick on there.
Oh, here we go.
There we go. I'm a man now.
Check out...
These are the jokes I make.
Check out Bobby on tour. Check out Kate when she's doing her next show.
Mm-hmm.
I've got something to plug. Fuck.
Plug us, mate.
Fucking hell. If you live in and around London... I'm doing my solo. I'm doing my show from Edinburgh in London.
Yeah.
Like 2 days after this podcast comes out. It's called...
You Can't Ignore Me Forever.
You Can't Ignore Me Forever. And it was really good in the end, wasn't it? It's a good show. It was a really good show.
It's a brilliant show. I've seen it, I think, 3 times now.
Have
I've
you?
Loved every single time, yeah.
Anyway, come see that. It's on Tuesday the 12th. It's at Angel Comedy at the Bill Murray, which is in Angel.
Mm-hmm.
Not the Camden Head. It's at the Bill Murray.
It's that cool pub down the road.
Anyway, the key thing is just get there. Get there. £5 in advance, or it's free on the day, but you might not get in on the day. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas episode next time.
Oh, exciting.
It's so close now, isn't it?
Mm.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star.
Is it going to be a special episode or a regular one that'll be coming out, I believe, on Christmas Eve?
Should we bring it out earlier than Christmas Eve?
I can't
imagine there'll be much listenership then.
Should we bring it, should we say the 20th?
Oh, no. But the thing is also we will be lazy, won't we? It would be an honour to... It'd be an honour to be part of your Christmas tradition. Let's put it that way, listeners.
Yeah. They put some of the... On TV, they do the lower quality Christmas specials on the, like, 19th to 21st kind of bubble. And then the good stuff starts 22nd onwards.
I think they put the lower quality stuff, like, 28th.
Oh, 27th yeah. Or 28th. There's middle bits a bit crap, aren't they?
Are you saying that we're low quality or high quality?
I think we're very high quality. But the BBC disagrees.
We have begged them to broadcast.
Commission our podcast.
Heal Your Wounds.
And they said, we don't do that. And we said, no, no, it's a good one. And they say, no, we don't have the capabilities. If anything, we're cutting back on things we do. And we say, no, it is a good podcast, thank you.
We want Christmas Day, 7 p.m, BBC One. We want the Heal Your Wounds Christmas special. Just an audio.
Yeah.
Just an audio.
And what we want it to be is, we want it to be 4.5 minutes into Doctor Who. We want you to stop it and then make the screen, like, freeze it wherever it was at the episode, and then this plays out.
If
a Christmas miracle can occur, it'll be that.
If anyone is listening from the British Broadcasting Corporation...
That's the BBC.
Respect the will of the people, okay?
Yeah.
Both on Brexit and on Heal Your Wounds.
Damn right.
Okay?
Yep.
What do you think the big Christmas film will be on the BBC this year?
The big Christmas film?
It'll be
Madagascar 2.
It won't be Madagascar 2.
It'll be Madagascar 2!
It won't be. It'll be something like...
Where are they
like
at? Finding Dory? Is
Frozen
that out yet?
Or Finding... Yeah,
Frozen,
like that.
Frozen with last year.
So what you should do...
Yeah.
Play Frozen on BBC One.
Yep.
Play it.
Yep.
But have it muted, BBC. And just have us playing this.
Yeah.
Because also, old people are the only people who are going to be watching that shit, and they're not going to fucking know, are they? They wouldn't understand it even if it was the proper language.
Dozy idiots.
Those dozy old cunts.
We should be guiding them to their deaths.
Yeah, exactly.
They're sitting there, alone, let's hope, on Christmas Day, in a cold house, with no heating, no friends, their blankets are itchy, they're trying to watch Frozen get a little bit of glimmer from their life back. And then we come and... Oh, hello, welcome to Heal Your Wounds.
We'll do it. Look, right.
Should we do a moment just for the old people listening who are near death? Just tell them what's
going on. Well, let's do this. Hey, old people.
Hey, guys.
So, you're now about an hour and a bit into Finding Dory.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably thinking, what's going on? What you should know is that this is a podcast. Now, what a podcast is, It's kind of like...
It's not worth telling them. They don't need to know. They're not going to... This will be the last.
They know what radio is. Like, you know radio. You're the wireless.
Yeah.
You know the little thing used to tune in the frequency during the Second World War so you could hear Winston Churchill banging on about fighting someone on a beach. It's that, but it's on a computer. You know? It's like a... You know, do you remember what floppy disks are? It's like that, but more. And so we're doing that on the BBC.
Yeah. And we're just a couple of guys with a couple of floppy disks. That's why we need to put ourselves out there so much to compensate. Your families are coming tomorrow, guys.
Tomorrow, they're coming. Maybe you're having your Christmas with them there. Let's think.
Your family are going to come to the door, and you're going to be in the house. But at the same time, you're also not going to be there.
I think they're going to be there. I think the family are going to turn up and go, how was your Christmas, Nan? Going to go, oh, it was lovely. I watched The Finding Nori. It's still... hear the words on it were done by those two boys. They were sweet.
Yeah. One of them kept telling me to go towards the light. Go towards the light, Ethel.
BBC, give us this break. You're supposed to be for the people. We're two people. I pay my licence fee.
Ofcom said you needed to start taking more risks with your comedy. And yeah. I think stopping a children's film halfway through...
on Christmas Day.
For us two to start going, oh, fuckity cunk fuck. I said the C word wrong. I said cunk.
Fuckity cunk fuck.
Cookity funk cunk.
Cookity funk cunk. They wouldn't even be able to complain because we're not swearing.
We're not swearing.
We thought they swore, but they didn't.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Just play it. Fuck, man.
Yeah, man.
And fuck. Christmas Day, 7 p.m.
The amount of money we've given the BBC. Well.
For fuck's sake,
I look at BBC constantly.
Yeah. We're always on your website.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the special bits when you're looking at all the other... Anyway.
What did you just say?
Special bits on the websites. When you're looking for BBC, and you come across all the other stuff you might like instead.
What other stuff would you like, though?
Doesn't matter. There's a niche of people who'll know what I mean.
Okay.
I don't know, like Die Alone or whatever?
What are we even saying here? We say watch BBC on Christmas Day in case our podcast is on there. I don't think it's going to happen.
I'm going to get it there. I walk past that building every day. I can get the podcast in there.
You walk past what? BBC Television Centre?
Yeah. Thank you so much for listening, everyone. And
shut up, lost them.
Keep an eye out for Tittle Canyon Comedy, 19th of December.
Is that when your film's coming out?
A little short coming out called The Date, starring this guy.
The Date.
Dates. Somebody.
Dates.
Yep. Dates.
So that's the state of Elliot's life.
Somebody's very vulnerable in parts of that film. So,
is it you? Do you act in it?
Yeah, well, you've read the script, haven't you?
What's the film? Best script I ever read.
Mm-hmm. Got a couple of other things coming out as well. We just didn't fucking matter, did it? All right, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Happy fucking birthday. Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter @WoundsPod.